नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेश चारणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद त्रिनादपि सुनिचेन तरार इव सहिष्णुना अमानिना मनदेन कीर्तनिया सदा हरि हरे नाम हरिनामैव केवलम् कलौ नास्त्येव 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 गतिरन्यथा हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Could you light one stick of incense? Okay. So our host, Kamlesh, has requested a particular katha on the topmost section of Srimad Bhagavatam, known as the five chapters of the Rasa Leela. The particular chapter that he wants me to cover in detail, exactly as Maharaj Parikshit heard it, is the final chapter of those five chapters. So I will give a synopsis of the first four chapters leading up to that final fifth chapter. And what I want to do is go into samadhi, and I hope that nobody comes up and asks for blessings during the katha, if they could kindly wait till after, because it's kind of hard to do eight things at once. So, before we proceed, we need a few preliminary concepts to be understood. As I have learned from my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Vyasadeva, in compiling the Srimad Bhagavatam, on the order of his spiritual master Narada Muni, presented it very scientifically in the 12 cantos of the Bhagavatam. The narration of Krishna's Janma Karma Chame Divyam, as we learn in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that Krishna's birth and activities are transcendental, divine, but Vyasadeva puts them in the 10th canto, because it takes 9 cantos to understand what we mean by this word and person, Krishna. He does not start off with the Krishna's Janma Karma. Actually, it begins with after the battle of Kurukshetra with the Pandavas and proceeds from there. Then in the 10th canto, then we hear about Krishna's birth and activities. And that verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, anyone who understands my birth in activities in truth does not come back again to this material world, but comes or goes back to Krishna in his abode. And the reason that Kamlesh picked the chapter for tonight is because at the very end, you will receive a benediction. So whatever you do, don't leave. Stay for the entire katha. Otherwise, you may miss the benediction. So, previously, when Krishna was 7 years old, he benedicted the young unmarried gopis. The unmarried gopis, in the beginning of the winter season, worshipped a form of Durga known as Katyayani. Every morning, they would take bath in the Yamuna, in the cold waters, and they worshipped a clay or mud form of this goddess Katyayani. And the culture was that young unmarried girls would worship this form and pray for a nice husband. Each of the girls secretly, without telling the others, each of them prayed to goddess Katyayani, "I want Krishna as my husband." Here is one example of how Krishna is all attractive. Each girl wanted Krishna. So, at that time, Krishna appeared. He joked with them, humbled them, embarrassed them, but told them, "I will fulfill your desire at a later date." That later date was 1 year later. And Krishna chose the most beautiful night of the year, the full moon known as Sharad Purnima, which is considered the most beautiful night in all. Krishna chose that night and he began to play his transcendental flute. When the gopis heard that sound, it was early evening. Some of them were feeding their children. Some were getting dressed. Some were taking bath. Some were serving their husbands. But as soon as they heard the sound of that flute, they immediately stopped everything and ran to the spot where that sound was coming from. This is the power of Krishna's flute, especially for the gopis who are in constant meditation on the sound of that flute, just as we should be meditating on the sound of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So it didn't matter what the gopis were doing. If the milk was boiling over on the stove, they let it. And they hurriedly, some were getting dressed, so they put the bottom part of the dress on top and the top part of the dress on the bottom. They ran. They ran to that spot. After hearing this preliminary information, Maharaj Parikshit, who is hearing this from Shukadeva Goswami, has a very important question. That the gopis became liberated by meditating on Krishna. So what if anybody is meditating on someone, will they also get liberated? If I'm always thinking of my wife, does that mean I will get liberated? If I'm always thinking of my husband, and now in Kali Yuga, if I'm thinking of my doggy, will I get liberated? And Shukadeva Goswami mildly chastises Maharaj Parikshit, saying, this question was already answered. The answer is no. Because anyone who has studied Bhagavad Gita knows that whatever you're meditating on, that is going to determine your next birth. You don't get liberation by thinking of your husband, wife, dog. No, you take the birth of that thing which you are constantly meditating. But the gopis were meditating on Krishna, and Krishna is the absolute truth. That is different. And that is also explained in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says in chapter 8, if you think of me at the time of death, does he say you become me? No. He says you will come to me, not become. Big difference. So the gopis, yes, their liberation is there because they're always thinking of Krishna. That is how you achieve liberation. Not by thinking of your husband, wife, boyfriend, or doggy. You get liberation by thinking of Krishna. Very important point. Now, when the gopis assembled on this full moon night to where Krishna was playing his flute, Krishna started to play with them, tease them by saying, why have you come? And the gopis were a little bit surprised. And Krishna was speaking to the gopis, okay, you have seen the beauty of the Vrindavan forest now, but you have children to take care of, you have husbands to take care of, you have so many duties at home, you should return. And at this time, Krishna told the gopis that for a woman, the topmost duty, serve the husband, serve the family of the husband, and then Krishna said, and most importantly, take care of the children. That is the topmost duties of a woman. By doing so, she will achieve elevation in the next life. Now, there's one thing I didn't mention. Some of the gopis who tried to run to see Krishna were stopped by either their husbands or brothers. They were physically checked from going. So because they were checked, they were feeling intense separation. Some of them gave up their lives. They died out of intense separation. And their spirit soul then went to the site of the rasa dance. Those gopis who are what is called eternal associates, they were not checked. They had free entry. Now it is mentioned by our spiritual master, there are different categories of gopis. One category are the eternal associates, Radha, Lalita, Vishakha. But it is mentioned that there were some gopis who were being promoted. Promoted as jiva, living entities being promoted. So this answers the question. Can you become a gopi? Yes. Just like at your job, can you get a raise? Yes. You want to get a raise, yes. And it's called, oh, you're going to get a promotion. And sometimes the clever boss gives you a title, but no height, no rate in pay. Oh, we're going to give you a bonus. Now you're going to become this new title. But no rate change in your pay. Yes. What would you rather have, the title or the bonus? Obviously. So, it is clearly mentioned, some of these gopis were being promoted from the status of ordinary persons to this platform of entering Krishna's Rasa Leela dance. And another answer to this question, if you remember at the Govardhan Anakut program at Maita's house back in October when we had their Anakut, the last thing I did was I played that Prabhupada clip. Prabhupada was explaining the Jai Radha Madhava song, or one of the songs, and Prabhupada was saying, the goal of this Krishna consciousness movement is to become one of the Brajavasis. So yes, you can enter. And Krishna, Prabhupada was saying, you can enter this intimate entourage of Krishna. Especially if you are belonging to the movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And very close by, don't you not have a temple of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And you go there every Sunday? So you are well on your way. Keep practicing Krishna consciousness. Keep reading these nice books of Srila Prabhupada. Gradually you're being promoted. Krishna told the gopis, you should go home now. The gopis were very brokenhearted. They had come to dance with Krishna. So the gopis explained their side. They said, we can't go home now. We have come, you have played the flute, we have come. Why should we want to go back home? We don't care. You're supposed to give us shelter, Krishna. Kamlesha's favorite verse. If you surrender unto me, I will give you protection. The gopis knew, Krishna, we are surrendering to you. You should take care of us. It was similar to what had happened in the previous Leela, when the wives of the Brahmanas, remember when Krishna sent the cowherd boys to beg for food, and the Brahmins said no. Then Krishna told the boys, go to the wives of the Brahmins because they're my pure devotees. And when the cowherd boys went, the wives didn't give the food to the boys. They brought the food to Krishna and Balaram. And they said the same. Krishna told the wives, you should go back to your husbands. They need you. And they said, why do we want to go back to our husbands? We want to stay here. We are going to surrender to you. You have to give us shelter. It was the same logic. Of course, Krishna told the Brahmins' wives, you should go back, and they did. But the gopis, they defeated Krishna. They said, we're not going back. You give us shelter. Krishna was defeated by the gopis. So they started to associate. And as the gopis are associating with Krishna, they are feeling as if they are the most fortunate women in the whole universe. And that's a fact. They were. So Krishna could detect, they're getting proud of their position. Now also at the same time, Krishna was with Radharani, and Radharani was thinking, there's all these gopis here, I'm not getting any special attention. Learn that. Someday that might come in handy, you unmarried boys. Remember that. Radharani wanted special attention. So she started to leave, and Krishna went with her deep into the forest. When Krishna disappeared from all the other gopis, they realized, Krishna left us because we became proud. And then the gopis said, but we know that he went with this one gopi, she must have worshipped Krishna better than us. Therefore, that name, Radha. Everybody say. Meaning, and this is where that name comes. The one who has worshipped Krishna the best. Don't get mad. The position is taken. You can become one of the assistants of Radharani, but you cannot move over. No. That post is taken. You can become assistant, no problem. And it'll be good enough. So, the gopis then went mad because they were feeling they were with Krishna intimately. Krishna had left. Just as I've given the example thousands of times, you have a lottery ticket worth $100 million. You're going on the freeway and it flies out the window. Of course, you don't play lottery, but you could understand how you were this close and then gone. So the gopis were like that. They were this close. They were with Krishna. Krishna left them. So they began going through the forest, asking the land, the trees, the animals, everything. Have you seen our Krishna? Have you seen Krishna? And then they started to act out all of Krishna's childhood pastimes. Just like you have done dramas sometimes, right? So they also did. One was Krishna holding up Govardhan Hill. And one pretended to be Putana. And the other one played the part of Krishna killing Putana. And they also did the Kaliya. And she said, I will crush you, Kaliya. They acted out all the pastimes of Krishna as they were going searching through the forest. Meanwhile, Srimati Radharani and Krishna are going deeper and deeper in the forest, and Krishna made a crown of flowers for Radharani, and Krishna was taking her, and at one point, Radharani said, Oh, Krishna, I'm tired. I can't go any further. So Krishna said, aha, Radharani is also getting proud. So Krishna said, okay, just climb on my shoulder. And as soon as Radharani attempted to climb on Krishna's shoulder, he disappeared. As Prabhupada mentions, Krishna does not like any of his devotees to have any pride. And that is why Lord Chaitanya says, what do we wear around our neck for constant remembrance? Trinadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Constant remembrance. Not just when it's time to go to temple or Namahat program. Constantly we have to be in that mood of meekness and humility. Even at work, even with your spouse, with everyone, you must emulate this meekness, humility, tolerance, giving honor to everyone and not worrying about anyone honoring me. So Radharani now realizes, yes, I have become proud and Krishna has left. So she eventually meets up with the other gopis. Now in the beginning, the other gopis were a little jealous that Radharani had left with Krishna. A little. But when they saw Radharani was in their same plight, they took her in her midst. And they went to the bank of the Yamuna and they did this. They had a satsang. And they sang their song. That chapter is considered the highest chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Gopi Gita. Just as we have Bhagavad Gita, in the Bhagavatam you have Shiva Gita, the Uddhava Gita, one chapter, Gopi Gita. So they sang their song, and the essence of their song was that they were praying, Krishna, please, you return. I selected one of those prayers just to give you an idea of the mood of the Gopi Gita. So this is one of the prayers. O beloved, your all auspicious appearance vanquishes the distress of all those living in Vraja's forest, because there are 12 forests of Vrindavan. Our minds long for your association. So this is what is meant by Vipralambha. This is the highest spiritual ecstasy. When you love God, Krishna, so much that you hanker, you miss, oh, I want to be with you. So they say, our minds long for your association. Please give to us just a bit of that medicine which counteracts the disease in your devotees' hearts. What is that they're talking about? A drop of the medicine which counteracts the disease. The disease is material attachment. That's the material disease. Material lust. Material hankering. Profit. Fame. Adoration. Distinction, lust, anger, greed. This is the real disease of the heart. But there is a medicine which counteracts that disease, and that medicine is called Krishna Prem, love of God. And you just need a drop. And that drop of medicine can easily be acquired when you hear about Krishna, when you chant the holy name. Let's chant one time, everybody. You just tasted a drop of the medicine which disturbs the heart. So while the gopis are praying, Krishna is invisible to them but is watching everything going on. And when he sees that even though he has left them, they remained and they still wanted him, Krishna said, okay. He became purchased because he left, but they still wanted him. As we learn from Lord Chaitanya's final Shikshastakam verse, whether you make me brokenhearted, you're still my worshipful Lord unconditionally. That's the real test of a devotee. When things are going good, I like being a devotee. I got a nice bank balance. I got a good car. I have a nice house. I like this Krishna. But what happens when everything is taken away? I'm not going to worship Krishna no more. I'm going to worship Ganesh. I had this experience. One Indian man, he got so disturbed, he said, I am going to become a Christian, because he wasn't getting what he wanted. Yes, the real test of a devotee is that when things are not going well, then you still stick to, just like yourselves. When you are popular, when you are doing nice materially, everybody will come to your house. But say now you lose your job and you get sick. Now let's see how many friends are you still have. That's when you find out, I thought I had 1,200 Facebook friends. But when I need something, only two? Hey, if you got two, you're doing good. Real friends. That's when you find out who your real friends are. When you are not doing good. So, this prayer by Lord Chaitanya. Whether you make me brokenhearted, you're still my worshipful Lord unconditionally. Just like here in America, it used to be the marriage vow. In sickness and in health. For richer or poorer. Not that, this guy's no longer rich. Goodbye, next husband, come on. Or next wife. No. The marriage vow was for richer or... people actually read what they're signing up for. They would think 300, 400, 500 times over. In sickness and in health. Yes. So, when Krishna saw how faithful the gopis remained, he reappeared amongst them. And Krishna told them, I cannot repay you for your love. You should know from the Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 4, Krishna says, as you surrender to me, I reward you accordingly. Right? You all know that. Ye yata mang prapadyante tangs tataiva bhajamyaham. Mama vartmanu vartante manushya partha sarvash. This is for everyone. But what Krishna told the gopis at this point is, I cannot repay you even within a lifetime of Lord Brahma. So for the gopis, this verse of Bhagavad Gita is not in their Gita. Because Krishna says, I can't reciprocate accordingly. Your love for me is so great, it's impossible to repay. That's why Lord Chaitanya points out, there is no better devotee of Krishna than these gopis, headed by Srimati Radharani. So, there was also a question the gopis raised about the concept of love. And Krishna explained there are different kinds of love. One kind of love is not really love, it's business. You love me, I love you. You give me, I give you. That's not love, that's business. Then Krishna explains the love of the parent for the child, or the love of the guru and disciple. The parent loves the child with no consideration of return. The parent loves the child with no expectation, as a matter of duty. Krishna said, yes, this is good. This is good. So children, now I speak to you. Appreciate the love of your parents, because they are executing Krishna's instruction. They serve you, feed you, clothe you, protect you, educate you. And when you were babies, they did all kinds of things which I can't mention. They cleaned you top to bottom. And Krishna says, after Krishna killed Kamsa and Krishna was united with Vasudeva and Devaki after 11 years, Krishna pointed out, the children can never actually repay the love of the parents. So children, you must show respect and obedience to your parents. Otherwise, don't expect blessings from Krishna. You must respect and obey your parents if you want Krishna's blessings. Because that's what Krishna says in chapter 17 of the Bhagavad Gita. Who wants Krishna's blessings? You don't want Krishna's? Then what have I been telling you for the past so many years? Obey your parents. So then Krishna said there's another class that they are not interested in anyone's love. And they fall into two categories. The self-realized, because they are self-realized, they don't need anybody's love. Krishna says, I fall into this category. Krishna says, I am completely self-satisfied. I don't require anyone's love. But then Krishna said, but there's another kind called Guru Druha. Such persons are callous, envious, and even if they are given love by their parents, superiors, they give nothing in return. They're selfish, egocentric. They show no appreciation. Sounds like somebody in the Mahabharata. Starts with a D. Duryodhan. Yes. They take, but don't give anything. That's the worst class. So now we go to the chapter that Kamlesh has requested for this evening. I gave you the scene because this Rasa Leela is 5 chapters, but this chapter would not make any sense without giving the summary. If you're ready to proceed, everybody chant the Mahamantra.